This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 23rd of Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, the weather across Israel is warm and inviting. In Jerusalem, expect sunshine throughout the day. Meanwhile, Tel Aviv will see clear skies, perfect for any outdoor plans. Haifa will be slightly cooler with a gentle breeze. Eilut, as usual, remains sunny and hot. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, chaos in East Jerusalem as a family conflict escalated to violence, resulting in 3 deaths, according to Maariv. Also, earlier today, Ynet reports Hamas sent children to fly kites into Israel, sparking renewed fears along the Gaza border. Also this hour, the IDF has eliminated a Hamas terrorist involved in rebuilding Gaza's tunnel network, as reported by JNS. Separately, Axios reveals tension in the Michigan Senate race following a fallout between Mike Rogers and AIPAC. And finally, the UK has threatened sanctions against Israel over West Bank settlement expansions, Forward reports. From social media, Arsene Ostrovsky shared just minutes ago a poignant reminder of Daniel Tregerman, a young Israeli victim of Hamas rockets. Alex Gandler, posting earlier today, emphasized the need to remember the horrors inflicted on October 7th. Meanwhile, Ahmed Al-Khalidi, writing recently, marks day 1045 since the Hamas attack on Israeli civilians. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in East Jerusalem. Maariv reported just minutes ago about a violent conflict between families, escalating into gunfire and Molotov cocktails. This tragic incident resulted in the deaths of 3 individuals and marks the 152nd casualty in the Arab community this year. This violence highlights ongoing tensions in the region affecting the fragile peace efforts. Turning to the border with Gaza, Ynet informs us that Hamas has resumed its tactic of sending kites into Israel. These kites, found near border communities, carried messages in Arabic. The IDF considers these actions as psychological operations aiming to unsettle border residents. This development revives concerns of possible escalations in the area. Meanwhile, JNS has reported that the IDF successfully targeted a Hamas operative involved in tunnel rebuilding efforts. This individual also played a role in the October 7th massacre and held hostages. This military action underscores Israel's ongoing efforts to dismantle Hamas's military capabilities and prevent future threats. On the diplomatic front, Axios highlights a significant development in U.S. politics. The Michigan Senate race faces new challenges as Mike Rogers and AIPAC experience a fallout. This rift reflects broader shifts in political alliances amid the ongoing conflict in Gaza, potentially impacting future U.S.-Israel relations. And finally, from earlier reports by Forward, the U.K. is considering sanctions against Israel following new bids for West Bank settlement homes. The British government views these expansions as obstacles to peace, threatening diplomatic ties with Israel. This development could lead to increased international pressure on Israeli settlement policies. Turning to business and markets. First, tech reports on recent security research advancements by Echo. Moore Weinberger explains that the most critical vulnerabilities often lie within the intersections of digital ecosystems. This insight is crucial for protecting Israel's tech industry. Separately, according to Globes, Israel's rising average wage is misleading. While the average wage has increased by 7% over the past year, experts note the low workforce participation among young people is skewing these figures. This trend raises questions about the long-term economic health of the nation. And finally, Israel Hayom Business highlights challenges facing entrepreneurs. Amidst a prolonged war and rising costs, businesses are struggling to maintain profitability. The current economic climate demands innovative solutions to sustain growth in Israel's startup ecosystem. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 4 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.